This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A month ago, Google Nose was an April Fool's prank. Sniff your laptop for ode to wet dog or scent of Egyptian tomb. But it turns out real engineers have been working on smell tech. John Lawrenson reports from a film festival in the Austrian city of Linz, where a smelly movie has just premiered.
Ah, it's a big tomato ketchup smell. Red screen, white screen.
Smelling a movie called Noise. The I is in brackets. It's a movie for the nose.
There's a dung smell coming in. Well, that's doing that.
As colours flash up on the screen, a smell projector blows odours in and out of the room. It's a big machine, cost $260,000 to build. Artist Wolfgang Gorgsdorf built it.
A smooth, gentle cake of air moving slowly through the room, transporting little compartments of smells.
There's been smell at the movies longer than there's been sound, since the scent of roses was wafted into a theatre where people were watching newsreel footage of Pasadena's Rose Parade in 1906. The difficulty up till now has been that smells linger. You end up with a sick-making mix of smells in the air and maybe a pile of scratch cards on the floor. Geyser Schoen is a German perfumer who's created fragrances for some famous French fashion houses. He created the smells in this smell movie.
So you can have different smells in a row, changing after a few seconds, and they don't overlayer. That's important.
Smells, says Gorgsdorf, take us back to the time when being able to smell the tiger when it was still a long way off was a matter of life and death.
And you have got one called Death, yes?
Round the back of the smell projector, Gorgsdorf's assistant shows me the smell source chambers he's filling ahead of another movie performance. For Hollywood, maybe one day soon, these could be powerful storytelling tools. In Linz, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.